A very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company on a Friday night. What have we got? Bit of Harry Hayes and his band, with a young George Shearing. Some Noel Coward. Bit of Woody Herman. A request, yes. But to get us going, I'll say no more than music, maestro, please.
Time, jazz time, swing, any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I loved her so. But there I go tonight. I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Swing on tonight. I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
To get going. Music, maestro, please. Well, we'll do our best, Al. We will do our best. How are we all? I trust we're keeping well as we get into the colder time of the year. So I trust you're keeping wrapped up. It's not been too bad of late, isn't it? It's wet. It's really more been galoshes and raincoats than scarves, mufflers, bobble hats and the rest of it. Gone are the days when, I think when I was a kid growing up and you came to things like Hop Tune A and Bonfire Night and you'd be wrapped up like Nanook of the North, because it'd be pretty nippy out there, whereas now you could probably go out Hop Tune A in shorts and a t-shirt and do your bonfire. Similarly, probably don't need much in the way of layers, it's been so mild. Global warming? We'll leave that for another programme. Al Bowley, of course, getting us going. One of perhaps the most distinctive great dance band vocalists. And along with Glenn Miller, maybe, speculation, as Brian Belton remarks, as to what might have happened or what could have been achieved by Al or Glenn, of course, had they not been so tragically lost to the world at an early age. Bowley's death, of course, in the London Blitz of 1940, and music lost one of its great individualists, certainly at the time, and maybe you could argue any time, special voice, unique voice again, one of those voices you just need a bar and you know it's Al straight off, and albeit there are Al Bowley imitators around these days. And good thing too, isn't it, keeping that style of music alive. I know there's one chap who's really, really good. I can't think of his name, but he's excellent and tours quite widely. But very individualistic. That's the word. Too late at night, isn't it? And Music Maestro, Please. Still sounds fresh, doesn't it? Great stuff. Lovely. I could listen to that all evening. Lots of good stuff coming up. And a request from Father Sean. Good evening to you, Father Sean. Always lovely to hear. Of course, not just Father Sean, anyone can have a request. If you want to drop me a line, Howard Kane, with an E, at maxradio.com. Tell me what you like, or what sort of stuff you'd like. Give me a selection if you want, and we can work through one or two. And we'll see if we can give you a mention and play one of your favourites, and you can skip around your living room in your slippers, dancing the night away, or whatever you like to do. I'll tell you another thing I found was a bit of Diane Krall when I was rummaging through the selection. Came from the old maestro. Haven't played Diane Krall for a long time, if ever, on Sweet and Swing. But a fine voice and a fine pianist. And I think she certainly fits into the genre one way or another. Well, I make it up, so yeah, I'll choose. Okay, where are we going to go from there? What about a bit of Ron Goodwin and his orchestra? Sounds like a good call to me. The Look of Love.
Another sort of song. This song I wrote some years ago, and it's about a young French sailor, a matelot, who, wherever he sails over the dangerous seas, is always pursued by the echo of two voices, his mother's voice and the voice of his own true love. Jean-Louis Dominique Pierre Bouchon, true to the breed that bore him, answered the call that held him thrall, his father's heart before him. Jean-Louis Dominique sailed away farther than love could find him, yet in his brain he heard a strain of love, his true love song. Matelot, where you go, my thoughts go with you. Matelot, when you go down to the sea, as you gaze from afar an evening star, no matter where you roam, you will remember the light through the winter night that guides you safely home. Though you find womankind to be frail, one love cannot fail, my son, till our days are done. Matelot, where you go, my thoughts go with you. Matelot, when you go down to the sea. Jean-Louis Dominique Pierre Bouchon traveled the wide world over. Lips that he kissed could not resist this loving, roving rover. Jean-Louis Dominique, right or wrong, ever pursued a new love, till in his brain he heard a strain he knew to be his true love song. Matelot, where you go, my heart goes with you. Matelot, when you go down to the sea, for a year and a day you may sail away and have no thought of me. Yet through the wind and the spray you will hear me say, no love was ever free. You may sigh when horizons are clear, something that is dear to me cannot let me be. Matelot, where you go, my heart goes with you. Matelot, when you go down to the sea. Matelot, where you go, my heart will follow. Matelot, when you go down to the sea. When there's grief in the sky and the waves ride high, my heart to yours will say, you may be sure that I'm true to my love for you. Though half the world away, never mind if you find other charms. Here within my arms you'll sleep, sailor from the deep. Matelot, where you go, my heart will follow. Matelot, when you go down to the sea. Hey, oh, hey. Hey, oh, hey. Hey, oh, hey.
Another unmistakable voice. We're doing well for unmistakable voices this evening. That was, of course, Noel Coward. Who else could it be? I mean, just instantly distinctive. Recorded live at Wilbur Clark's Desert Inn, Las Vegas, June, want to hazard a guess at the year? Later than you might think, 1955. Still before my time, but seems comparatively modern for a lot of the music we play on Sweet and Swing, doesn't it? 1955, Noel Coward still in his pomp, and a fine picture of him in the front of this collection of his work. Exactly as you probably imagine him in your mind's eye, in a white tux, red carnation on the left lapel, beautifully tied bow tie and high collar, lounging in a wicker chair, looking quite louche with a fag in hand. Well, cigarette in any case. Unmistakable. Before that, what do we have? The Look of Love. The Ron Goodwin Orchestra. Very distinctive sound, sort of thing I seem to remember Dad would be playing on the stereogram for Sunday lunch when I was a wee bit smaller, or at least less wrinkled than I am now. There was that, or Jeff Love, something like that. Whatever happened to Jeff Love and his orchestra? It used to be the music sort of de rigueur for a dinner party in the 19... or at least lunch, perhaps I should say, in a middle-class family in the 1970s, but you don't seem to hear Jeff Love's music being played much these days. Maybe we should dig some out. I think I've got some lurking round in the archives somewhere. For now, though, something else that brings back memories. Lord knows how many times I must have played this with the old maestro and the trio. It was a great favourite of his and a good one for ending a set, and is a great number, particularly when played by its originator, I think. Have a listen to Honky Tonk Train Blues. Still love it. Like I said, it used to be a great set closer when back in the days we used to play in the trio with the old maestro and my brother on keyboards and Brian Westphal. Hope Brian's still going. I haven't seen him for a long time on bass. And yes, must have played that numerous times, hundreds of times over the years, I guess, in various sets and gigs. Terrific stuff. And still sounds good today. Played there by Mead Lux Lewis. I can't put my teeth in this evening. Mead Lux Lewis. Say that six times after a large sherry. And, well, as it's remarked in the notes, quite interestingly, it was one of the oldest jazz piano traditions, it says, marked here by Mead Lux Lewis. Took some time to find its way onto records. the primitive blues-based boogie-woogie style, which of course that was the boogie-woogie, still very popular today, originally known, which I didn't know, as Fast Western. Before it became boogie-woogie, it was the Fast Western style. Flourished in Chicago's rough South Side joints from the 1920s onwards, and as it's remarked in the notes here, in the hands of legendary players like Papa Jimmy Yancey, who was probably wise to hold on to his day job as a groundkeeper at the White Sox ballpark. Was that because he couldn't get work? Because he was no good? Maybe he couldn't get work. I think he could play okay. Yancey remained relatively obscure, but the style briefly became a late 30s nightclub and concert fad via a younger group of nimble performers, such as Mead Lux Lewis, as we've heard there, with, as it remarks, a bravura performance of Train Blues. Wouldn't disagree with that. We don't have a lot of boogie-woogie, do we? It's nice to get it from time to time. Let me know if you'd like more, of course. Howard Kane, with an E, at manxradio.com. Be lovely to hear from you. And someone I have heard from quite recently was Father Sean Coyle over there in Ireland. Good evening to you, Father Sean. Thanks for listening. As always, lovely to hear from you. Often drops a line just to say he's been enjoying the programme, catching up, listening to something on the podcast, some reminiscences, something that might remind him of the good old days, or days of yore, as it were, and the occasional request. And he said, well, you were asking for a request, so here's one I'd like to hear. It's a great choice. It's a great voice. It's a great piece. It's a great album as well. Ella Fitzgerald sings the Irving Berlin songbook. Not going to go far wrong with that, are you? Am I not?
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry?
Just lovely, isn't it? Excellent choice, Father Sean. We all enjoy that. Well, I'm fairly certain it would be difficult not to enjoy it, let's put it that way. Perhaps not everyone's an Ella Fitzgerald fan. I can't imagine why they wouldn't be. Beautiful phrasing, beautiful voice, lush lyrics, gorgeous orchestra. I mean, what's not to like, as they say? Even if you're not a big fan, it's difficult to say, I don't like that, I would have thought. Irving Berlin Songbook, as sung by Ella Fitzgerald from a series of albums she did singing the Great American Standards. 1958, that one, studio orchestra conducted and arranged there by Paul Weston, part of the, like I said, influential songbook series. Influential they were, and you won't go wrong with any of them. I think I've got a few lurking around. I can't claim to have them all, but my goodness, you wouldn't go wrong if you had the box set. Terrific stuff. Thoroughly enjoyable. You are listening, of course, to Sweet and Swing, here on Manx Radio with myself, H. Always a pleasure to have your company. Always a pleasure to hear from anyone, Father Sean or John or anyone else who's knocking around. And if you're far away, listening via the wonders of the podcast, you could be anywhere, couldn't you? North Pole, South Pole, Rhodesia, South Africa, Sri Lanka, I don't know, anywhere. Ronig. Drop us a line if you're listening in a faraway part as well to say, well, enjoying the music and I'm out, way out here somewhere, miles away. Or very close, who knows? Be nice to hear in any case. So do let me know. Howard Kane at manxradio.com, Kane with an E-C-A-I-N-E, that is. And we'll feature on the Faraway Club. Put a request in as well. Why not? Promise you a bit of Harry Hayes, the legendary saxophonist and his band. I've got two volumes worth of this. This is volume two, 1946 to 1947. Miss Magnolia. Miss Magnolia, Harry Hayes and the band. Harry won a scholarship at the age of 11 a school scholarship, for which his father, rather generously, rewarded him with a saxophone and a book tutor. I assume he asked that he wanted one. I don't know. Maybe his dad just said, here, this would be a good prize. He made great progress on it, so he must have liked it. At 16, so in 5 years' time, he took his first professional engagement at the Regent Dance Hall in Brighton. By 17, he was working at the Kit Kat Club in Piccadilly. It was licensed. How did he get in? I didn't think it was allowed in those days, but there we are, or indeed these days. And in 1927, he joined Fred Elizalde at the Savoy Hotel in a mixed Anglo-American band. And then after that, well, there was no stopping him. After the Savoy, he was at Ciro's Club. He was at the Café de Paris. He was with Maurice Winnick at the Carlton Hotel even. He was Louis Armstrong. He accompanied Louis on his first tour. He was with Spike Hughes' big band, Grosvenor House with Sidney Lipton, and with Geraldo back at the Savoy. And that was all before war broke out. Amazing, isn't it? Geraldo's band became the BBC Dance Band, doing 9 broadcasts a week. Then, of course, Harry featured player and became very well known indeed. Now, of course, trot off the name Harry Hayes to a lot of people, and I dare say people would say, who he? We say it often here on Sweet and Swing, don't we? Fame is a fickle thing. Enjoy your moment in the sun. This man did as well. Woody Herman. And it's a longie. It's one of our longies. We haven't done a longie for a while, so this one gives you a chance to stretch out if you want to go and put the kettle on, or go and put your dressing gown on, get your slippers on, put the hot water bottle in, whatever the case may be. You can put this one on, safe in the knowledge it's going to play for a few minutes. Bit of Woody Herman. And he's at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and I may as well allow him to introduce it himself. Why not? Saves me warbling, doesn't it?
Now, we'd like to do, by way of contrast at least, a thing called Like Some Blues Man Like. He'll be gone in a minute. It starts with... It starts with Victor Feldman at the vibraphones, and this is in the key of D flat. Straight. Una, dua, tres, cuatro.
Thank you.
Woody Herman. And the band at the Monterey Jazz Festival in October of 1959. Still, before I was knocking around, it has to be said. Sounding pretty good, though. Would have been a good festival to get to. I love the plane towards the end here. Sounds like a Dakota, doesn't it? One of those twin-engine Dakotas just towards the end. It's almost drowned out by the band giving it to Dixie, but yeah, plane flying over the festival, one assumes. Love it. Sort of puts you in the moment for a second, doesn't it? Woody Herman, of course, on clarinet. A great lineup. Frank Huggins, Conte Candoli, Al Pacino, Ray Lynn, Bill Chase on the trumpets, Herbie Green, Cy Zettner, and Bill Smiley trombones. Don Lampert on alto and tenor, Zoot Sims, marvellous Bill Perkins, Richie Kamuka on tenor as well, Med Flory baritone, Victor Feldman gets a name check right at the beginning on vibes on that and also plays piano, Charlie Bird on guitar, Monty Budvig bass and Mel Lewis behind the drums. Good stuff, hope you enjoyed that. Now then, do me a favour, just let me, if I pop that on like that, okay. Now, is my hat on straight?
Troubles are mended. She's my needle and thread. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. Oh, that wonderful smile. Oh, I fell from the start. You should listen a while to the thump, thump, thumping of my poor old heart. We've got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. Thank you.
Now that is pretty tasty, isn't it? Told you it was. I found that one lurking on the shelves, and I don't know whether we've played Diane Krall before here on Sweet and Swing. I think I have, long time ago though, and I'm not going to go back through my notebooks to find out. Let me know. You might have written it down somewhere. HowardCain@manxradio.com. Yeah, you know that, don't you? Diane Krall on piano. She sings as well on the album. A fine singer, although I like her piano work best, but I'm a bit biased towards instrumentals, it has to be said. John Clayton on the lovely bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and a lovely little surprise brush solo there, with it's remarked on by Ray Brown. Yes, the Ray Brown, the bass player who wrote the notes for her. And he said, "Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea begins very lightly, a lot of breathing room. Hamilton's surprise brush solo is very good." It is, because at one stage he references the melody. He's playing with the brushes and he goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, just on the tom-toms, and actually sort of references that part of the melody, "The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea," by playing on the toms and the snare and actually using a bit of melodic drumming. Very fine indeed. Subtle but good. And you can hear Rolls, that's Jimmy Rolls' influence, in high gear as Diana picks and tips her way through a couple of choruses. Clayton's walking, that's walking on the bass, of course, not out through the door, is clean and powerful throughout. Who am I to disagree? Before that, well, did you notice whether my hat is on the side of my head? Probably. I usually wear it at a jaunty angle, and I am a hat wearer. The great Sam Brown, the man who recorded its claim with more bands than any other singer. And in that case, he was with Billy Merrin in February of 1934. If you want to cast your mind back, well done if you can remember that one. This one we've been enjoying over the last few weeks, The Great British Experience, some original light music classics, 50 in total. I don't know whether we'll get through them all, but we'll give it a whiz. See if you recognise, well, you will recognise this one. Your challenge is, what's it called? You'll instantly, well, a lot of you will instantly recognise the tune. But what is the piece actually called? You'll probably know which programme it's associated with too. Here we go. Thank you. Ah, lovely. Did you get it? Well, the programme, or the tune? The programme, of course, well, you knew it was Desert Island Discs. And what's it called? By the Sleepy Lagoon. Eric Coates and the Symphony Orchestra. I'm off for a snooze. See you in a couple of weeks. Look after yourselves. Cheerio.